Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. This is a supplementary episode of The Instance, where myself and Patrick Beja took some time to watch the Blizzard reveal at Gamescom. And we did a little commentary and talked over it and talked about it and listened in and had some thoughts. That's what this is coming up. Now, a couple of quick warnings. Number one, this is us watching a video, and so audio listeners just know that. And when you hear us talk, you know that we're looking at things that you can't necessarily see. There's a video version of this up at youtube.com as well, so you can find that. Just go over to frogpants.com/video and you'll find the link to that. The other thing I wanted to mention is that for some reason my mic's a little hot, and I don't know why. We were trying to figure out why, but it's hotter than we had anticipated or hoped for. So it gets a little crunchy in places, nothing too terrible, but just, you know, heads up, warning, if that sort of thing drives you crazy. I did what I could to kill it in post, but, you know, not much I can do. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this. We heard from Blizzard today, and it's worth talking about. Here's Hearthstone Man.
So, just to explain a little bit of what's been happening for Blizzard at Gamescom, they've announced a couple of things. The new hero for Heroes of the Storm, Kel'Thuzad, and a new map for Overwatch, that map being Junkertown, which makes Scott incredibly excited because he loves everything that it has to do with Mad Max type things.
Yeah, post-apocalyptic dirt, whatever, it's awful, decrepit town called Junkertown is so up my alley it almost hurts. So they did a little video for it. That was awesome. The look of it is great. Everything about it is great. I can't wait to play that. But I also, you mentioned Kel'Thuzad briefly. We on the Core podcast have a pretty good theory that today we'll get another announcement outside of Kel'Thuzad. Probably a map, probably a theme, some sort of Warcraft theme that would involve daily quests and things like that, like they've done in the past with StarCraft and Diablo.
So, the kind of event, basically, like there has been with the...
Yeah, exactly. What the players will do, who knows, but this is a place where they like to announce those things, so I'm pretty jazzed about that.
Mm-hmm. So now we have Jason Hayes from the Hearthstone team, who's talking about stuff. We'll see what he announces. The Junkertown short, by the way, directed by Taron Gregory, the first one he actually directed, which is very exciting. Well, for him, I guess, and for us, because we've been following his career since his Machinima from his WoW days, which was called The Return. And he interrupted The Return, the directing of The Return, to go work for Blizzard. And that was a tragedy back in the day for me because I was so, expecting the initial thing. So anyway, I just wanted to do a little bit of a
Taron's
shout
awesome.
Out.
He's a big friend of The Instance and Frog Pants stuff. He's an awesome guy. Very creative, really, really responsive when you ask him questions. Absolutely worth cornering at BlizzCon and talking to him about the rad work they're doing. But every time those guys take it like in-engine tools and make something out of it, I'm always blown away and impressed. And Junkertown's no different. That little intro video was really, really good. Well made.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, question for you while we listen to Hearthstone Man talk. Oh, Lord. They're getting all Chris Metzen on us.
I think they're... yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you think that... the queen, the junk queen or whatever her name is that they refer to for that new map. Do you think that's a hint at a new character at some point? Whoever she is? Because I'm into that. Like Mad Max Queen.
Possible. Yeah, that would be cool. That is definitely possible. It's also possible it's just a character in the background, but yeah, that would be fun.
I think she's going to narrate the map. It's going to be, you know, get on the payload, hurry up, you guys, whatever.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, because she's the one being attacked, basically, or deceived by that payload, so.
Good point.
Maybe.
Good point.
Did you see what they're doing with the... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Did you see what they're doing with the fireside gathering for Hearthstone at Gamescom? Like the live fireside gathering, not a quest, but brawl?
No. What are they doing?
Basically, you have everyone who connects to Hearthstone at Gamescom live there can engage in a very special brawl where you fight the Lich King, who has a million HP. So you just do as much as you can and you get a ranking after you die. But then, you know, everyone has to band together to try and defeat the Lich King.
Wow.
Those are going to be available for what they're making a big push for Fireside Gathering, which are basically getting together and playing Hearthstone with friends live. So
that's interesting.
That's going to be intriguing.
Oh,
so what is he announcing?
He's going to about announce something here. A story. Oh, this is that video we've been hearing about.
She's lost, she's cold, and she's trying desperately to make her way home.
So the way someone described this to me was, this is Blizzard's attempt to make it so moms will want to play this game.
Okay.
I've been told.
There's a kind of a short movie?
Yeah, it's a new cinematic, and it's a real one, like a not some in-game. Well, there is no in-game engine to make it in Hearthstone, but... So we're getting to see this for the first time here.
Oh, it's a full CG.
Yeah.
So who has been describing this to you?
I can't say without getting them in trouble. I would love to say, but I cannot. This is the real business here.
Yeah, look, it looks so Pixar-y.
Oh, big time Pixar. Now, this is probably that tech they talked about at BlizzCon where they showed the Varian versus... Ragnaros deal, because that would make sense to me. They're pumping this stuff out a little quicker, and this also has the look of that to me. That is to say,
it's
more
very nice, yeah.
More Pixar or whatever. Oh, she's go. Oh, that's how mine showed up. It just appeared in the snow.
Yeah, yeah. The mouse just somehow makes the Hearthstone box appear in the middle of the snow, and everything slows down.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
It looks amazing. I don't know how much it, like, you're lost in the woods in the snow, so you play Hearthstone? Like, what does it...
Hardcores aren't going to like this, because they're going to think this is the kidification of their favorite game.
Oh, and she's kind of teleported into a Hearthstone tavern. It's like, even if you're lonely and sad...
I don't know why they decided to put... Oh my gosh,
you can always find friends and have fun together.
Oh, welcome. Oh, is that him? Warm your frozen boots by the fire. Oh, is that what he looks
come
like?
Warm your frozen boots by the fire.
Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
Where are you?
Where are you?
Oh, these goblins are awesome. Dude, I want these goblins in their own show.
Well, there's a place, and there's a time.
Well met, when the magic of the board becomes alive.
And you'll evolve, you can whoa, just orc is serious.
Before an orc or ogre tries to take your hide.
I'm not ready.
All right, this is kind of great. It's very Disney, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
From taverns here in Azeroth to inns in distant lands far off, stone brew will spin a tale or two.
It's like Metzen. That's not supposed to be Cho'Gall, is it?
No, it's just another old.
All right.
There's no like character from Matthew.
Oh, that knight, that blood elf is cool. Look at him.
Where big or small, it doesn't matter. The tavern's always filled with laughter.
At firesides where heroes gather.
Hearthstone is found.
So, who is this for? For real, like, this isn't for, you know, freaking Garrett Wines Earl.
So sheath your sword and prep your death. I think he's gonna summon creatures. Come on. I think it's for the few people who haven't already tried Hearthstone. Look at, imagine you're someone who kind of knows of mobile games and you've played a few and you're, or even you haven't. And you see this, you're like, oh, maybe I'm going to try this thing out. Even if you've never played video games.
Sure.
Actually, it's legendary.
Oh my gosh, dude.
He looks like Russell Brower.
He kind of does look like Brower.
Oh, this is so Disney.
This is Disney as hell. I mean, I kind of like it, so I'm not going to poo-poo it.
Oh, that's not a poo-poo way.
Play your card.
Oh, it's a mini Deathwing. Is he going to cry?
Yeah, he's an orc.
Play nice.
All right. It's also very long. Nice. It's also long.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it's long, where will this? I mean, it's just for the internet. I mean, where, like, who?
Yeah, okay. Of course.
All right.
It's for the internet. It's not. It's going to be on YouTube and, you know, wherever.
My kids are going to love that.
It's. I think it opens. It's definitely not something that you usually see in gaming.
Yeah.
And that's why it's
more than
any
that we've ever done.
You know, aimed at people that are not
right
already invested gamers. I think.
To feel a little bit like.
I still hold out hope that Heroes of the Storm character coming up will be that innkeeper dude or somebody like that. I want some Hearthstone originality.
Yeah, that would be interesting. We have another hour or so to go, so there could be a bunch of things.
Oh yeah, there's plenty to come, I'm sure.
That girl who stumbled her way into the innkeeper's tavern. Her name is Ava. And yeah, let's clap for Ava.
Oh, no, don't make them clap for Ava. Ugh.
Why not?
Sometimes they do this stuff on stage and it gets a little weird. Like, yeah, like try to create
now, Ava's surrounded
people
by
being stoked when they're not exactly.
Come from all walks of life.
Oh, are those going to be collectibles?
And we're very excited to announce that we have a new series.
Series? What?
Comics coming out. It'll be featuring this cast in the months to come.
Okay, I'm into that.
There are many more stories to tell. And already hard at
those
work,
two little goblins that are on top of each other, they're my new totem in life. They're amazing.
They're creating, like actual lore around the game.
Yeah.
Okay, now is Heroes time. But that's the most interesting thing. They're creating. I mean, it's probably about time, but they're creating actual lore and stories to be
Hello.
Told to promote the thing.
Yeah.
Which is, given how much money they've been making, I suspect it's you know, they want to keep expanding the player base, and now they have to go mainstream to keep expanding it, because everyone who's ever heard about a video game has probably tried Hearthstone by now.
I think you're right. I know hardcores are going to whine, but I say bravo. I think it's great. Do what you got to do.
Honestly, why would you whine about it? It's like, Hearthstone has never been a super hardcore game at its core. Anyway, there are lots of hardcore players who play it, but it's pretty openly a game for everyone.
Gee, Patrick, I can't imagine gamers ever taking the position that they're cooler than someone else and someone else is ruining their hobby. I can't imagine that. It would be just crazy. Yeah,
that's very dumb.
But that being said, I agree with you. There should be no reason, and I want more of that kind of stuff. I like it. It's I don't know. It's heartwarming and fun, and it made me want to play. That made me want to play more Hearthstone. I'm not even that into Hearthstone, so.
Yeah, kind of thing. So, Kel'Thuzad, that's not a video we've already seen, right? That's another...
No, this is the first...
Oh, no, this is the... Well, this is the actual, like, gameplay video.
Yeah, this is the kit description and all that.
Right.
Which I don't think they put out yet.
So let's see what happens.
Yeah, they haven't done this yet, so... Despite the efforts of the Azerothian heroes, oh my gosh, look at that old art. That's crazy. Power is inevitably drawn into the Nexus. Hey, do you know that this animated thing they did was, it's Peter Chung, the guy who did Aeon Flux. Remember that show? That weird cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Peter Chung did this. And I assume he did the Overwatch one, because it's almost identical in terms of style. I actually don't know.
Yeah, it kind of looks somewhat comparable. I wouldn't say identical, but... All right, so let's see what Kel'Thuzad is. And it seems they're leaving the Overwatch thing for the end.
Yeah.
I think it would be a surprise.
That's your big finisher. I still doubt we're going to get a ton of WoW talk, but we'll see. So this is interesting. He's got his quest baked right into his trait. Or his trait is baked right into his into questing immediately, which is frustrating for me.
So what does it do?
You try to get blight levels up. It's like I don't know if you've played with the butcher very much, but he has kind of a similar thing with his meat collection. You collect enough meat, and then you're more powerful. You do more damage. That's kind of his deal. Okay. He's an assassin, and a mage technically. Uses a lot of ice power. Frostnova looks like fun. Watch this. He does a couple of cool things here with this. Oh, no, this isn't the one with the chain. Never mind. I'm thinking of his ultimate. We'll get to that in a sec. Enemies along the edge are
slowed, while those in the middle are rooted. It's getting kind of complex. I mean, this has two different radiuses, right?
Oh, that's true in a lot of characters, though. There's all kinds of... I mean, Jaina's ultimate is like a donut, so you only get frozen on the outside. Oh, yeah, look at this chain thing. Oh, that's awesome. The game gets very creative.
Not an easy character to play.
No. I think there's going to be... Actually, I think his difficulty is actually in his trait, because you're always trying to maintain these high levels to get the most out of him. But the actual kit is probably not that big a deal.
Oh, this is like a frost bomb, like the Kel'Thas.
Yeah, it's like his power pyroblast. Same kind of deal. You're right. I love the chains on everything. That's rad. I hate that he's in a dress. I've never liked the design of Kel'Thas. I talked about this on Core, but he's in a dress. I want my skeletons not in dresses. Skeleton King does not approve.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Kel'Thuzad has more than enough tricks to prove them fatally wrong. Yeah, so he has a ton of crowd control. And, that's not going to be a character for me, though. I'm not good enough to play that like that.
The character I am playing a ton of right now to the point of ridiculousness is... Stukov is just my man right now. I freaking love him.
The latest one.
Well, Garrosh is the latest, but yeah, pretty close to the latest.
Oh, really? Was Garrosh after Stukov?
Yeah. Okay. Stukov's amazing. So much fun to play. He's kind of all I want to play right now. Whoa, his death is cool. Much faster on smaller maps like Tomb of the Spider Queen than on more spread out maps like Warhead Junction. Yeah, see, these are the I don't like quest traits where maps determine so much of how well I can do. If the quest is
completed. However, wait, he can respawn immediately?
Yeah, it's resurrection, basically. And as long as he can keep those numbers up, he gets resurrection. They called it the name of it? He didn't say the name in this, because it sounds like prophylactic. It's a weird word. I can't remember the word.
Let's call it prophylactic.
Oh, I really like that chain thing. That's an awesome thing.
I wish I had time to play Heroes as well.
I love Heroes.
Too many games.
Love
Heroes. I haven't played in a few months.
Game's just gotten better and better and better. It's just every time I get in, there's something cool going on.
No, I agree. Every time I play, I like it.
Even your beloved Lili is better than ever. She's awesome right
now. Oh, really? Has she changed?
No, she just got a great position right now in the meta. She has certain builds that just make her just incredibly valuable in fights and stuff. She's awesome. I want to make out with her. Just kidding. That's gross. She's a kid.
She's very young. That's creepy, Scott. So doesn't he summon dead versions of the characters like they showed in the trailer?
Or
is that he skins for those characters?
I do not believe that he does any of that. They've left that to Zool, basically. So he doesn't really do the undead stuff like he does in the more Scourge-based world of Warcraft.
Okay, so let's see what happens. And those are, so they're skins.
Yeah,
those characters.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's he's a mage, technically, which is like Jaina and Chromie, Li Ming, those types. Spell power matters, that kind of stuff.
All right, so let's see.
Death Knight Sonya. Look at that Death Knight Sonya. That's cool.
Yeah, she looks really good.
Yeah. And Dreadlord Jaina.
All Sonyas look good.
Yeah.
Already.
Not sure how I feel about this Dreadlord Jaina stuff, but it's fine. She's here to help. Not
coming with it.
Yeah.
Also got a special event. No, I never heard of him.
Let's see.
It's called Obey the Call. This quest will run for the duration of the event, and by harvesting the souls of your defeated enemies, you'll be able to unlock some cool rewards like portraits and sprays.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the awesome Naxxramas Warcrest banner.
Okay.
So, before I go, I want to leave you guys with one last thing.
That's it? No.
Is that it?
No map?
That's disappointing.
Oh, there's got to be a map. Come on.
So we figured with Kel'Thuzad being the most requested hero ever,
doesn't look like it,
that there'd be no better time than now to show you guys. So starting with the development process of Kel'Thuzad,
so that's a making of video.
Both within the development team and around the company.
I like that. I always like the behind-the-scenes stuff. But
oh, I do too. I like that stuff as well, but I don't know if I'd make it my one last thing.
Called Resurrecting Kel'Thuzad.
So they're going to have a documentary about the creation of that character?
Sure.
I'm into it. I mean, I understand this is not...
We're going to start with the first part next week. And I brought a trailer along for you guys to check
out. Okay, cool. So here's a trailer. Let's see what we get.
But yeah, it's not a new map. All right, let's see that trailer. It's a making of, so
Peggy.
Not a lot of people are be super about excited about it. But
is the credits always start with
that's Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff Kaplan talking.
It takes a Blizzard to make a Blizzard game. And I think that's true on, you know, any individual game. It's true on World of Warcraft.
Oh, Jalen Brack.
Yeah.
Heroes, and it's certainly true.
He's
on
a friendly fellow. I've actually heard that he's not very friendly.
20 years this character's been in existence.
This is the hero that since joining the team I've wanted to do the most, so I'm super.
I played a lot of undead in Warcraft 3.
The players have been
so part of me is stoked about him, but part of me doesn't care about Kel'Thuzad that much.
Where's KT? Where's Kel'Thuzad? Give me KT.
Has there been an uproar like asking really for Kel'Thuzad and Heroes?
Oh yeah,
I've never heard that.
People have been begging for it for months and months and months.
Okay. 3, and everybody's very, very excited.
Reddit is always asking for him when they're talking about new heroes.
I can't wait to see what the Heroes team reimagines Kel'Thuzad as for Heroes of the Storm.
Feels good. This feels really good. Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, we talked to him. He's awesome.
Archlich of Naxxramas,
esteemed Lich Lord of the Plague Lands.
Commander of the Dread Necropolis.
Master and founder of the Cult of the Damned.
Formerly of the Council of Six.
creator of the abomination,
summoner of Akamon the Defiler,
betrayer of humanity,
Hearthstone enthusiast,
Major Domo to the Lich King.
Kel'Thuzad is an iconic war.
Hey, they drug out what's his name to talk. Frank, you wanna can't screw this take up. A minute? Mm. Say something.
I'll have to trust you on that one.
Ooh, I like that guy.
Okay.
No, episodes. That's cool. I'll watch that. Sure, why not?
Yeah, I'll watch it. I mean, I always love the behind the scenes developer stuff that tells you how they do the things they do.
Yep.
But yeah, that's probably not something that everyone is going to be excited about.
The Lich is finally arrived to the Nexus. Thank you very much. And now let's hear from the World
I can't
Warcraft
imagine team. How much work this has been to put together for the European team. My former colleagues.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I can't even... I don't want to think about it.
I remember working on putting together those things for years, and they were like half the size and half the ambition, and it's really become... It's a tiny, tiny... BlizzCon style presentation here happening now. But look at the crowd. It's incredible in the size of the stage and the booth.
Huh. Man,
I'm so glad I'm not doing that.
Yeah, this is like BlizzCon Jr., really. I mean, they go crazy here now. By the way, he was almost at Nerdtacular, you know, like a second away from it.
No, I never heard of him.
He last minute something came up and couldn't come, but.
I was going to say next year, but now it makes me want to cry.
Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see what's going on.
So, yeah, this is World of Warcraft now. If you're listening, they're having a... they're going to be talking about 7.3. I don't think we're going to be seeing anything about the next expansion. It's way too early when they still have a lot of content in 7.3.
Do you think there's anything to surprise us with here? Do you think anything at all? Okay. All right.
No. My for a couple of reasons. First of all, because I don't think there's anything to surprise us at all in at this stage. And second, if there was, they would have left it for last or first. But first or last are the big pushes, communications-wise.
Turning to Argus. So,
it's still exciting. I mean, the 7.3 is really exciting for WoW fans, but...
Have you noticed that the Tassadar, not the Tassadar, what's it called, their ship...
Heard of him.
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, is that Tyrallian?
Yeah, he's badass in this. Ooh, listen to Liam. That's Liam O'Brien talking, everybody.
Every demon we slay here dies its last death.
What is the name of the ship, of Prophet Velen's ship? What's it called?
The Exodus?
The Exodar.
Exodar. But that's not what we use to go there. It's another one.
It's another one. But do you notice that the Exodar and all the ships that are from those guys, they don't know how to land right. They always create a giant crater and get stuck in the ground. They're terrible landing ships.
We make our stand. The last battle for Argus.
He's
the
cool.
The last battle for Argus.
Argus.
Shadows of Argus.
Shadows of Argus.
Yeah, that's gonna be cool. I'll be playing this.
At 7.3, oh hell yeah, dude! 7.3 is high on my list of exciting moments. To take players to the world of Argus. That trailer showed you. Yeah, we almost had Ian. That would have been really fun to have him, but.
I'd like to take a few minutes
to go over it in a bit. He was gonna come.
I remember when he was a mere lead encounter designer.
Yep.
And he showed up at Gamescom and did interviews and. And stuff.
Were you his PR?
Well, we didn't have like assigned PR people. We rotated, but yeah, I did a bunch of interviews. We went to community discussions that weren't like even public, but like meetings with raid guilds to get their feedback and guess, you know, to discuss what they were finding interesting, difficult, all of this with raiding, like competitive raiding guilds. And it wasn't like one person per. First off,
so, yep. Rumor is Tuesday we might get this. He's not saying anything about that, but or maybe they will. But that could be your big surprise, you know?
Yeah, the release date. Yeah. It's very possible. This Tuesday or next. I mean, we're getting there. We're getting to the point where they're going to be releasing it. And I suspect that we're going to get that, and then it leaves way enough time for them to introduce the next expansion at BlizzCon.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah, I agree.
You might get another small patch afterwards, but so then that would mean the next expansion's beta could start early next year, maybe even earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe early next year. And it would still be a significant amount of time between the last content patch for this expansion and the release of the next expansion, because the beta is going to be, you know, at least 6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to start talking about the next expansion soon. So.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And if they don't do it at BlizzCon, I mean, they have to. BlizzCon has to be it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they have to.
That'd be super weird if it wasn't.
I would be very, very surprised if they didn't talk about that. And even as we fight the Legion, we're
also going to be able to learn a lot more about this. This feels like a WoW Q&A at Blizzard at BlizzCon a little bit. Of course. Not that that's bad, but I'm having deja vu for that. And it now stands. So these people are there. Do they all know English as a second language? So there is this is all coming over just fine or what?
Yeah, I think they wouldn't be there if they didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes you try to do stuff in German as well, because obviously you want to the local population to be able to understand it.
Yeah.
But these things, I mean, it's important to have the crowds there. They do have a German version on one of the monitors, on one of the big screens sometimes, but it's not translating live what the guys are saying. So the trailers and things like that probably have the text is probably in German or subtitled
sure.
for some of it on one of the screens. But this is mostly, I mean, again, it's important to have the crowds there, but it's mostly a public live streaming thing now. It's not, the most people who are going to be watching this are by far people watching online and reporting on it online.
Right. Oh man, Illidan is huge right now. My gosh.
He's been eating his peas and spinach.
Yeah, he's a tiny little dude in Heroes comparatively. I guess everyone's big in that.
Well, even the model in game is not that big. Like, he was 12 feet tall. Ah, and you can see Azeroth in the background.
So
he's just describing every area for the new Argus zone for the patch. So if you're not into WoW, this is snooze fest down.
Yeah, for sure. Why is Argus so close? I don't understand the point of it being so close.
That's because at the end of 7.2, when you kill Sargeras or the avatar of Sargeras, you're transported to Argus, and or like there's the wormhole that opens and you get back, but then Illidan leaves the wormhole open for you to be able to go back to Argus and I can't remember if you already go to Argus or if you I haven't done the entire raid, so I haven't either
go
there,
yeah.
Or if it opens the wormhole and then Velen is like, and you know, and Khadgar like, dude, quick, let's escape and close the wormhole, and Illidan is like, yeah, sure, no problem, and you escape, and then you turn around and you're like, dude, the wormhole's still open, and Illidan is like, yeah, because we're going there and we're finishing this and we're killing all the demons, or rather, we will be destroying all the demons.
So help me understand, but the proximity part is what's weird, because if you
it's a portal. It's not like you can see a kind of wormhole thing where you can see through it.
Okay.
But it's not actually being teleported. It's just that you can see through the giant like portal wormhole opening thing in space.
Okay. That explains it then, because there should be some all my space nerd alarms went off. I'm like, wait, this thing would create a
you're worried about gravity,
yeah, like a gravitational anomaly.
Scott, the wormhole allows you to go through, but not the gravity rays,
right?
Not the gravitons. They don't go through the wormhole. That's pretty obvious. Otherwise, that wouldn't make sense,
yeah,
Scott.
Like, duh.
That would be just silly.
Yeah. What was I thinking?
I don't know. What were you thinking?
As well as
teleportation. Yeah, filling time here.
Now I'm gonna be. I'm gonna put this up. This audio that we're doing right now will end up on the instance feed. And obviously everybody, when the dust has settled and I'm back from my anniversary trip, we'll dissect anything that we weren't able to cover here. But for the most part, I feel like this is stuff we knew coming into this, right?
Most of this we've discussed in previous episodes of the instance. They are showing, for example, the customization of the relic slots on the artifact weapons, and we've already discussed all of this. So this is just describing the contents of patch 7.3, which has been on the PTR for a while, so we already know all about this. There's nothing new.
Yeah, and could literally be out Tuesday if the rumors are to be believed. Yeah. My experience has been whenever they let the leads go and do talky stuff like this, that they're really close to being done. This happened with Diablo 4, the Necromancer, where, in fact, it was because he came to Nerdtacular, and I was like, wait, don't you have a game to finish? And it was that week they put it out. That has a lot of green people. Look at all that green.
Well,
Fel Magic.
Exactly. Fel Magic has invaded, Fel Corruption has invaded the, wow, the portal must be really long if you can see it that well.
Well, are you sure that it's not just, the world wasn't just brought up close or something?
I don't think so, but now I'm having doubts.
Well,
and in that case, your issue with the, you know, physics and gravity become well-founded.
Yeah, I've played Universe Sandbox 2 a lot, and I know what happens when you start putting balls next to each other. Oh, what do we have here? Peggy 12, let's do it. All you 12 and unders, hang up. Don't watch this.
All right.
The Vindicar will be ready to depart shortly.
Ooh, he's badass.
Oh, the Vindicar. That's the name of the ship.
We will meet with the Army of the Light and begin our invasion.
All right, here we go. Ooh, Illidan. My lipstick is dry.
Does he understand what you're truly asking? Of him.
Dude, Liam.
Any of them.
So cool.
We follow the path of the light. No matter where it leads. Your faith has always been your weakness. When your closest allies fell to darkness, you didn't stop them. When the Legion swept over your world and took your people, you didn't make a stand. All you did was watch, convinced you were following the light's will. The truth is, you failed your people. Their blood is on your hands.
You That's a nice pep talk.
Never understand what I did.
We are both
to
purple.
Save my people.
To save my purple. I mean my back. People.
It's time to forge your own path.
No, I never heard of him.
We are ready. Proceed.
Sweet, dude. Look at that dumb-looking ship. Come a long way from the cutscenes they used to put in the game. Protoss.
Where is your army of the light?
Oh, now it's going to appear. And Illidan is going to go,
oh, now I understand.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Something is wrong. The cowards have come out of hiding.
Who's this?
Bring them down.
Is that Argus? I mean the Avatar of Argus?
No.
Because we fight him. We fight a version of him. Oh no.
The Legion will fire again soon. What are your orders, Prophet? We make our stand. The last battle for Argus has begun.
It's so cheesy. I love it. I love the cheese. More cheese, please. Oh, 829.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Next Tuesday.
Yep.
Have 7.3, Shadows of Argus, and you will be on Argus this time 1 week from now. Coming out beginning August 29th in North America and rolling to other regions with their
dude, he is a bouncy stage guy.
Can't wait to share this with you. It's been a labor of love for the team, and it's going to be an epic journey.
I love how he bounces around.
Thank you all so much. And next up, I'm excited to introduce the Overwatch team.
Okay, here comes your...
Ooh, the Overwatch team.
Yeah.
Ooh, look how excited people are now.
Yeah, Overwatch. That might be the... Might be the greatest from the ashes, Phoenix rising from the dead story ever told in video games.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, very possible.
Yep.
I'm Chaco Sunny from the Overwatch team. Now,
Chaco Sunny is a cool name.
We celebrated the anniversary of Overwatch.
Sounds like a singer's name.
Within that year,
yeah, it does.
Thanks to all of you, the players.
So we still have over half an hour,
30 million players
of
now.
Stream of streaming
on
and the only two games that are left are basically after Overwatch, StarCraft, which I don't think they're going to be talking about, and Diablo, which I don't think they're going to be talking about. So that means we might have half an hour of Overwatch, which could mean a lot of announcements.
It could be. It could rehash what we were just told with Junkertown and all that.
Oh, they're going to do that, but that's not going to take half an hour, is it?
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, we know we're going to get a cinematic short,
which is
right?
Why we're so excited to share with you guys some of what we've been working on.
Okay.
Oh, some of what we've been working on.
Some of you may have read on the internet, or maybe you saw our official announcement on Monday
Junkertown,
night,
we know about that.
Brand new map.
Apparently that, so did that get leaked? That's what they all keep saying is it got leaked. And then they did
It wasn't leaked. It was revealed on, I mean, it was public on the official YouTube page and Twitter and everything. It was a, that wasn't a leak. It was a coordinated reveal.
Okay.
And it showcases.
That's how I flash people in the park. Coordinated reveal every time. Chat room, how are you guys doing?
Also, if you're a fan of our favorite Junker duo, Junkrat Roadhog...
Someone says, I love speculating on the next 30 minutes.
So you should be able to find a bunch of things that tell
wow, people, not, there's some
about them in this
Velen hate in the chat.
Now this
really? What's wrong with Velen?
H. Hooven 4 says Velen is garbage. Sheesh.
And if you're not,
why?
We're looking forward to be able to make this available to everyone.
Velen is fine. He's a wise old man who sacrificed his son to the Legion.
Now,
yeah, I mean, come on.
Okay, so now is what we've been waiting for.
The next Overwatch animated short. Join me in welcoming to
there
the
stage,
we go. Ben Dye, project director for Blizzard Animation.
All right. Ben Dye, come on out. See what you got, buddy. Oh, he's a little guy.
Maybe Chucky Sonny was really tall.
Yeah, no, that's a
good
point.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ben Dye. I'm the director for the upcoming animated shorts. I'm sure all you guys are waiting to see who our next character is. Well, Overwatch is made up of a group of very diverse
new
heroes.
Character.
We have soldiers,
all right.
Scientists,
I like his shirt.
Adventurers, and oddities. In our animated shorts, we already explore many, many of the stories, including a soldier, a couple of adventurers, and plenty of oddities. But we haven't really touched upon the scientist group yet. Scientists.
Well, we have Winston.
Is the key feature of all
he's a monkey man, you know?
Solve the problem and
hey,
he's an ape.
Sorry, he's an ape.
Creativity,
you're right, he's an ape. He's an ape man. Okay,
you know what the easiest way to know which ones are ape and which ones are monkeys?
How?
Monkeys have tails, apes don't.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There you go.
Are baboons are apes then? Right?
Oh, it's a short about May. Okay.
Oh.
It's not.
It's gotta be May.
A new character.
It's our world premiere.
Well, that's all right.
That's fine.
You wanted to ask something?
Enjoy, everybody.
Oh, here it is. I'll ask you after this video here.
Okay.
see what we get. Peggy, 12.
Peggy, 13.
Well, there's May.
We're still in the middle of this massive ice storm. It's crazy. We missed our resupply window, and we're low on rations. So, Captain O'Para is having the team hibernate.
Come on, May. Cryo chamber time.
Already?
An hour ago.
Be right there.
Snowball, give me my socks back.
I'm leaving the sensors on, so when we wake up, I'll have a whole new data set to examine.
Hey, you're holding up nap time.
Sorry. Bye.
All right.
So this is the map, the Antarctica map, where we can actually play.
So she's put in cryostasis, as the story goes. Oh, so much time has passed, Patrick.
It looks like about 80 years.
Yeah, it's a long time. It's gotta be May.
Oh, but all of her friends are dead?
Oh, wow. Is that what that means? That's kind of hardcore.
I think
so. That's dark, yeah. Man. It was Chinese, I guess.
Get up, Snowball.
Oh, it's Snowball. I didn't know it had a
Snowball
name.
Said May.
Did you know it had a name?
Yeah.
Oh, I
and
didn't
she
know
has
that.
A she has a Summer Games shirt thing.
Is this where she learns how to be a troll? Where she freezes people and shoots them in the head with a spike? Is that when this happens?
The atmospheric fluctuations above the anomaly have gotten... It's much worse than we predicted. We have to get this to headquarters.
Yeah, but...
Where is all this data coming from? Snowball, how long have we all been asleep?
What about all your dead friends?
No! Overwatch would have come for us. And a call
9 years?
Yes. Lyle Snub says May is the true protagonist of Fallout 4.
Nobody even knows we're here.
She's in Vault 100.
Wait a minute. Where is everybody?
Oh, now she realizes?
A little slow, are we, May? Oh, this is kind of sad. Oh, jeez. It's kind of hardcore. But they made it cute again because the little snowball guy came up.
Yeah. Everyone's dead. It's fine.
9 years worth of data.
That is a cool... I want a USB stick that looks like that.
I'll take her work to the world, my friends. I mean... I will try.
Okay. Well, that seems unstable.
Broken. How do we get this data out?
Nothing's working.
This place is a real bummer, man. Whoa, it's the wall, north of the wall. Look out.
Oh, this is roughly what the outside of my door looks like in the winter in Finland.
Yeah, this is January here. Oh, she misses those people.
I can't do this alone. I wish you guys were here.
Look at all those scientists.
Thank you, Snowball. At least I
Is that a Murloc?
Look how diverse they are.
It's a Murloc mug.
Let's
yeah,
see
it is.
If we can make the batteries last a little longer. Wait. What is this?
Weak signal.
This is broadcasting on the Overwatch emergency frequency. Maybe someone knows we're here. If I could just...
Come on, you're a science girl. You can
Come
do
on,
it.
Snowball. We're not on ice yet.
Oh, she's got a MacGyver contraption.
She's totally going to MacGyver it.
Oh, it's her ice gun.
All she needs is... Oh, there's her tank. Whoa. Jaina would be thrilled.
Come on.
Is she gonna use the little energy from
that was the
Snowball?
Last battery, wasn't it? I can't believe I forgot about the batteries. Without power, we're dead. There has to be a way.
But look.
Look. Use your robot.
Snowball is here.
Just plug his little bum in and you got your power.
And that's why she has it with him, with her all the time in the on the backpack.
Oh yeah, perfect. It just happened to have an interface that worked.
She's a scientist, Scott.
The power.
Oh, look at that! It's like Linux.
What?
Oh, Snowball, you've sacrificed yourself.
Snowball, you can't.
But now you can get out of here and recharge him. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, we already know he's okay.
Doesn't. And that's not an easy couple of days there for me.
I knew that was good for something other than trolling. Those are nice ice effects. I'll give them that. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no. May, be careful.
Oh.
Ice wall coming up.
Mayday, mayday. Get it? Because her name's May. Get it? Mayday? Get it?
Yeah. I got it the first time.
Just making sure you got that.
Wow.
Never heard of him.
So we're not going to get like...
Come on.
Oh, there he is.
Oh my gosh. Come on.
People decided they were better off without us. They even called us criminals.
Oh.
They tore our family apart.
That's the...
That's from that...
Winston cinematic.
Yeah.
We have to do something. We can make a difference again.
I'm a monkey
man. He initiates the recall.
I don't. I don't have a tail. I'm an ape.
Are you with me?
Yes, Winston.
Yes, Winston. I am with you.
I am so with you. How do you get back?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Oh, I guess she could transmit the signal thing.
She is into some coffee, man.
Oh,
she made coffee for everybody.
Yeah, for everyone who's dead.
That's sweet. So she just treks it out there. Yeah, parts of Utah in January look like that. Yes, chat room. All of Finland looks like this.
Wow, he is badass.
Wait, how'd she charge
solar
up?
Solar energy, little snowball thing.
Yeah, look, it's renewable energy.
Oh, we're on our way.
Nobody shot anybody. I'm a little surprised there was like no like shooting action. There usually is something.
Snowball's okay. I am.
Snow Bowl's okay.
Inspiration whenever I watch.
Oh, and they have snow falling on the stage.
Thank you guys all.
Don't breathe
so
it in. It's
for all of your love and support.
It's gonna kill you.
It's not yellow. Really though. It's okay.
It. We hope to see
it's not yellow.
You know, these kinds of things enjoy the rest are. Of the oh, so it's not the last thing.
No. Nope.
All right. Interesting. So these kinds of things, you know, getting snow to fall on the stage, it seems like a little nothing. But when you actually have to put it together and you know the events team is working on finding a... Oh, that's it. All right. It was the last thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so that, and here's our good friend.
There's Terpster, who looks like he's lost 25 pounds since we saw him 2 months ago. Something happened. Terpster went on a diet, crash diet.
He started working with Blizzard. Is what happened.
Yeah, that'll make you lose weight for sure. Let's see what Patrick's... Or let's see what Terpster says. Let's see what he says. Let's see what Terpster says. We can get a line out of him here.
Okay. To design him coming up as well. I was really surprised about that. I didn't expect it.
Yeah, at the Hearthstone.
Oh, there's a girl. Aww. Okay.
That was so heartwarming.
So cool. And let's not forget.
She works for Blizzard now.
Shadows of Argus is going to be available next week.
And there you
week.
Go. Oh, wow. He has got lost weight. Jeez.
Yeah, he's really skinny down since we saw him in July. Like, we just saw him.
Mm-hmm.
He told me he was on a low carb, low sugar diet. Maybe this is working out for him. I mean, guys, I don't want to make it sound like Pat Terpster was like, you know, a 900-pound man before, but he's lost some weight. TVZ Gun wants to know if Terpster is going to talk about his wing. Probably. But Patrick, I guess that's it.
All right. Well, yeah. I think that's even got a little bit of Terpster sighting.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Are you a little bummed out that there's zero Diablo talk, zero... You know, StarCraft, other projects type talk, no mobile talk, like all that stuff backseat.
I mean, yeah, StarCraft, not really. I'm not a big StarCraft person. Mobile, I think we're going to see. They did mention during an investor's call that they have, they talked about that, how's it called? The incubator, mm-hmm. that they're working on multiple like games experiences. That was interesting. Experiences. IPs, and they're looking at different platforms, including mobile. So maybe we could have gotten something, but you know, it's not going to be the thing I'm looking forward to the most.
Right.
Diablo, I wouldn't have thought we would have gotten something. There was a meager possibility, but if we get something, it might be at BlizzCon.
Yeah.
So no, I it's fine. It's not the best Gamescom reveal ever. It was okay.
Sure.
Because we're Blizzard nuts. I think anyone else doesn't really care.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Like, if you're a WoW fan, you're stoked about 7.3. If you are a Heroes...
Yeah, but you're already stoked. I mean, it's not like in this presentation, it doesn't necessarily make you more stoked about 7.3. Right?
Honestly, the highlight is probably the Hearthstone cinematic, if I'm being honest. No, I think that was really good. I mean,
yeah.
As much as it's like... a little odd and you know, tonally, I don't know what to kind of make of it yet, but I thought it was extremely well made and got me excited about Hearthstone. They're making Hearthstone feel like Christmas or something. It's mm-hmm. it's weird to feel that way.
That's a good way of explaining it.
Yeah.
It does, and the girl is dressed in like red, mm-hmm. almost like, you know, Santa Claus. No, I agree. I think it's important industry-wise because it means that from a strategy point of view for Blizzard and for that game specifically, because it's not just a cinematic for a game, it's a change in strategy for that game and where it's going forward.
Right.
There's a focus on the IP that is a lot more important than what has been in the past.
Right.
So, yeah. And it's very well done. I'm really curious to see how it affects. Basically, it's a marketing tool. It's acquisition. It's even going to get some people who might have stopped playing before to check it out again. But mostly, I think this is geared at messaging Hearthstone as something more, even more wide-reaching. And I stand by what I said earlier, which is, they've exhausted their methods of acquisition, or not exhausted, but used a lot of their methods of acquisition for this game over the past 3 or 4 years. And now in order to get more people they need to go hunt for a different type of gamer, and I think that might be achieving that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah, fascinating. It's interesting. It just felt like more today was more of a showcase for animation and tone and less about game stuff. And not that we should expect big game announcements every time Blizzard does anything, but they've got BlizzCon literally in like two months. So, yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean they have announced big stuff at Gamescom before.
It's yeah. But it's usually strategic. Like, it made sense for them to do Legion there because we were in the very waning days of Warlords and it was a bummer there. So it was time to like get people stoked for something and then give full reveals 2 months later. In this case, yeah. Legion's going strong. There's really no reason not to keep loving on it, you know? So Warcraft was kind of out of the running, and they've already spilled the beans like Junkertown and all that stuff. Maybe they could have saved that for this and it would have been a bigger deal. I don't know.
I think so. I think it would have been interesting to leave the Junker, like to have two cinematics for the thing. It would have been possible. It gives a little bit more of a spotlight to Junkertown if you do it before the actual live stream. Right. Conspiracy theory, and I think we'll end on that. Conspiracy theory, the stream was supposed to be an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it ended up being just 55 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
It's not impossible that there was something else planned that was canceled in the last few days or weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, we won't know.
Entirely possible, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that kind of thing is usually pretty well timed. And if you have 20 minutes planned and they end up being just 55 minutes used, there is something that might have, you know, been cut.
Yeah, anyway, it's entirely possible. If you had to guess, just real quick, guess what thing you think got caught. If anything got cut, not caught, cut.
What would it be? If anything got cut.
What do you think it was? I think there's a new map in the works for Heroes and they aren't ready.
But you can still show it and then say it's going to be coming out soon. It might be a new IP announcement, a new game that would be big, but I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Who knows? Well, the theories will certainly fly, but this has been a lot of fun, Patrick. I've enjoyed myself hanging out with you.
I have enjoyed myself as well. I was going to look for a disparaging joke here, but I'm not.
You've always got one at the ready. It's fine.